Chapter 6. I know you've done all the things. You've seen the vet. You've gotten the second opinion. You've given the meds. You've got a cabinet full of supplements. You saw the other vet. You waited weeks for an appointment. You researched late at night. You bought the prescription food. You borrowed from next month's budget to pay for it all today. And still, your dog isn't right. You're not alone. I've been there too, and it hurts. When you're doing everything you're told to do, but your dog still isn't getting better, it's easy to feel confused, frustrated, and even hopeless. All you want is for your dog to be healthy and happy. You're not looking for a miracle. You just want what should naturally be. The problem is not you. It's not even the vets. The problem is the system. When it comes to chronic illness, Western medicine gets it wrong. I mean, I know that's bold, but I just can't think of a softer, yet still honest way to put it. Conventional medicine shines in emergencies, broken bones, trauma, sudden, fast-moving infections. It can pinpoint why the body is inflamed, why organs aren't working right, or why the system stopped communicating. But chronic illness? The slow, steady decline, the ongoing imbalance that wears a dog down day by day, Western medicine mostly misses it. It treats symptoms, not causes, patches problems instead of solving them. And that leaves dogs stuck in a loop of recurring issues, medications, and feeling less than they can be. And the numbers prove it. We're seeing more allergies, more autoimmune disease, more cancer, more anxiety, more gut issues in dogs than ever before. Yet more vets, more meds, and more expensive treatments have not resulted in healthier dogs. Why? Because the current system introduces new toxins to deal with the effects of previous ones, ignores the emotional and energetic root causes of illness, increases stress through overtesting and invasive protocols, treats symptoms instead of healing the whole, confuses complexity for wisdom, relies heavily on published, peer-reviewed, proven facts as the only information that's true, overlooks the power of nature and the body's ability to heal. This is not just ineffective. It's exhausting for both you and your dog. So what do you do instead? That question is exactly why I created Whole Hound Restoration. This isn't a replacement for what you've tried. It's the reason none of those things have fully worked. I designed this method because I tried it all too. I saw the patterns. I felt the burnout. I needed something that treated the whole dog, not just parts of them. Here's what we do instead. And by we, I mean you and me. We look at the whole being, mind, body, emotion, and energy. We simplify instead of overwhelm. We peel back layers rather than pile on more. We use nature as medicine. We focus on balance instead of battling good versus bad. We look for and focus on what's right, not what's wrong. We take radical responsibility for our choices and the energy behind them. We shift mindset because how we think shapes what we choose. We build up instead of tear down. We raise vibration instead of suppressing symptoms. This framework is about healing, not managing. Not coping, not guessing. We work with your dog's nature, not against it. We support the body instead of suppressing it. We treat the cause instead of the consequence. This is not one more thing to try. It's the foundation that makes all the other pieces work. So if you're feeling like you've done it all and nothing has truly helped, you're in the right place. You haven't failed. You just haven't had the whole picture. Until now.